Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse with Farm Bureau. The county fair is a family affair, and the Kentucky Ag Department's Division of Shows and Fairs does all it can to keep this local entertainment venue alive and thriving. County Fair Program Coordinator Chris Caudill.
What we do here at the department is we provide financial assistance and state aid to all active county fairs in the state of Kentucky through matching funds and approved agricultural classes as well as any approved horse events.
The Casey and Boyle County Fairs are currently underway, and we'll have a website for you to check the statewide schedule in a minute. Caudill says local fairs are a showcase for anyone to put their handiwork, livestock, or other creations on display.
Absolutely, yeah. The fairs have everything from our livestock competitions to competitions in Floral Hall, which would include all your vegetables and canning, flower arrangements, any of your 4-H projects, anywhere from making quilts to all the above could be found at a fair.
And then some county fairs just use their imaginations to provide activities for visitors.
One thing that really comes to mind that I found very unique is a frog jumping contest. It's something that's become more popular is a hay bale throwing contest. Who can throw the hay bale the furthest? Pig wrestling contest and sheep rodeos. Those are among some of the more unique ones that I've seen come across the desk this year.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
Farm Credit, how can I help you?
Oh, hi. I'm calling about a home loan. I'd really love to raise my family in a place where we can be
a real part of the community.
Right. A place with some acres, on a hill.
With a wraparound porch.
And a big old tree in the back.
With a treehouse in it.
Oh, my kids would love that. Can I get a loan for that, too?
At Farm Credit, we offer financial solutions designed to help rural residents achieve their goals. To find the financing that's right for you, visit efarmcredit.com. Farm Credit MidAmerica is an equal housing lender.
To get to the statewide schedule of county fairs, go online to kyagr.com, click shows and fairs, and you'll come across that schedule. The Ag Department's Chris Caudill says the local event planners do use their imaginations.
They do. They have backseat driving. That just made me think. They have parent dress-up or parent look-alike, where a child will try to dress like their parent and vice versa. So they have all kinds of different unique contests in just about every category you can imagine.
Some 105 counties have local fairs, and it's been estimated that as a group, they draw nearly 1 million attendees. They're good, clean, family fun, and affordable.
I'd say on average, the gate admission would be $10, and a lot of the fairs offer a family night, which will be a discounted rate for the entire family of $8 to get in the gate.
A quick phone call to the local extension office could also provide you with the dates for your county fair. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.